When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The finish line is near.
Can I scream in here? Mom, into the finale!
And we're in for a bloody good time.
They get it. You're a vampire killer with the stakes and the reflexes and all that. Great job!
Yay!
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, September 2nd. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Top Gun Maverick, the long-awaited follow-up to Tom Cruise's 1986 Flyboy classic, is pulling out of its November 19th release date and landing on May 27th, 2022. The move causes a Cruise ripple effect, with fellow Paramount tentpole Mission Impossible 7 now headed for September 30th, 2022, having previously held the May 27th slot. Also exiting 2021 is Jackass Forever, which will open February 4th. This is the fourth delay for Top Gun Maverick since the COVID-19 pandemic began, but more urgently, it's the first major movie to bail on a fall 2021 release amid the Delta variant surge. Grab yourself a Mackinac peach, maybe some Marble Rye, and a big bowl of cereal. Seinfeld is coming back to streaming, this time on Netflix. The streamer announced Wednesday that all 180 episodes of the classic NBC comedy are coming to the platform on October 1st. Previously, the show was on Hulu for 5 years, but it left the service back in June and has been absent from streaming platforms since. Ellen DeGeneres is getting a little help from her friends, and in particular, one of the stars of Friends, for the 19th and final season of her eponymous daytime talk show. Jennifer Aniston, who took a seat as the first ever guest on the Ellen DeGeneres show back in 2003, will be returning to kick off the farewell season on September 13th. The appearance will mark her 23rd visit to the show. Also dropping by during premiere week will be late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, reality TV personality Kim Kardashian West, comedian Tiffany Haddish, who previously filled in as a guest host for DeGeneres, and rockers Imagine Dragons. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Now, let's assemble today's top three picks, starting with number three, Q-Force. No, this is not another docuseries about QAnon. It's a new animated comedy from Netflix, created by Sean Hayes and Parks and Rec's Michael Schur. Hayes voices Steve Merriweather, a.k.a. Agent Mary, who was once the golden boy of the American Intelligence Agency, until he came out as gay. Assigned to West Hollywood to disappear into obscurity, Steve soon assembles a misfit squad of LGBTQ geniuses known as Q-Force. Together, they all fight to prove themselves to the agency that underestimated them, even if they have to go rogue. Here's a preview.
Our lives are passing us by. It's time to do something about it.
We need to work a real case already.
You know I love you, but I can't make any promises.
We go rogue! This team is ready.
You were so cool 5 seconds ago.
You all uncovered an illegal nuclear arms deal with the tie to the federal government? I've never been prouder.
Let's do this.
If you mess with us, there will be repercussions.
I built a search algorithm more powerful than Google and only slightly less evil.
Wow.
You'll slay going undercover.
I'm here to absolutely save the day.
Thank God for you, drag queen.
Thank God for every drag queen.
But not actually, obviously.
That star-studded cast you just heard includes Wanda Sykes as Mechanic Deb, Matt Rogers as Master of Drag and Disguise, Twink, Patty Harrison as Hacker Stat, and Laurie Metcalf as V, the agency's deputy director. David Harbour is also on board as a straight agent assigned to join the team. It is quite the ensemble, both on screen and behind the scenes. You can queue up Q-Force on Netflix now. Now, time for our fantastic number two pick, FX's What We Do in the Shadows, back tonight for season three. After the shocking season two finale, tonight's premiere finds the housemates in a panic about what to do with Guillermo after discovering that he's a vampire killer. But distractions soon arise as the vampires are elevated to a new level of power. This season, they'll encounter the vampire from which all vampires have descended. A tempting siren, werewolf kickball, Atlantic City casinos, ex-girlfriends, and much more. And the second half of tonight's one-hour premiere sees Nandor faced with an eternal life crisis as he tries to inject his life with more meaning. Will he find love? Or is he destined to be an immortal bachelor with 37 wives? Here's a preview.
We have decided to make you a fully-fledged member of the team.
You're gonna make me a vampire?
What? No chance.
Today is our first day as leaders of the Vampiric Council.
Is there not a throne for all of us?
No!
Do you have to step on it?
I'm on.
What is happening? Am I flying?
Bazinga!
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh. I don't know how to talk to modern women. 700 years ago, I just say, hey, you, get on the back of John. John was my horse. That was called dating.
If only this show could run for hundreds of years. What We Do in the Shadow returns tonight at 10 on FX, with new episodes streaming the next day on FX on Hulu. It's trivia time. Who has not appeared as a guest on What We Do in the Shadows? Blade star Wesley Snipes, Zola writer Jeremy O'Harris, or Thor Ragnarok star Jeff Goldblum? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. A new season of Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles kicks off tonight on Bravo with a new realtor joining the cast full-time, Million Dollar Listing New York's Frederick Eklund, who's striving to juggle bi-coastal life while bringing his energy to the LA real estate market. And yet, somehow, he still has time to watch TV. So, of course, we asked him, what you watching?
Entertainment Weekly and your beautiful readers, I wanted to give you a tip, a hot tip. I am completely obsessed, but I guess I'm not the only one because it's the number one show in the world. But if you missed it, The White Lotus. I mean, it is so incredible. The writing, I think I need to download the entire script and read line by line, especially the dialogue, because it's so incredible and multi-layered and thoughtful and funny and dark and sad, all those things. The characters, I just want to like go to that island in Hawaii, sit and eat breakfast with those characters. And I am so sad. There's only 6 episodes. I just finished the finale last night and I feel this void now, this empty space of nothingness. I need to get back into that world. So I can't wait for the second season. Anyway, The White Lotus, HBO Max. Just watch it. Thank me later and see you soon. Big kiss.
If you missed out on The White Lotus while it was airing, the show makes a great binge, albeit a bit of a stressful one. As he said, you can find that streaming on HBO Max and catch the 90-minute season premiere of Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles tonight at 8 on Bravo. Now, don't sashay away just yet, because it's time for our number one pick, the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 6. Yes, a new queen will finally claim their spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame after the final four face off in the last maxi challenge, writing, recording, and performing verses to RuPaul's new song, This Is Our Country, featuring country music legend Tanya Tucker. So, who will walk away with the $100,000 when it's all over? Here again to break down the competition with me is EW's resident drag race expert, Joey Nolfi. Hey, Joey, how's it going?
Hi, Jared. I am exhausted. I am, in the words of Jan, thrilled that All-Star 6 is coming to a close.
You and I think a lot of other people too, and there's a lot to discuss here this season that has been so different, of course, because first of all, it was on streaming, so we all didn't get that collective viewing experience, but it's fine. We made it through. We survived. But of course, not all of the queens did. So that said, let's talk about who's left. Let's break down this final four.
It is a very strong top four. And let me just clarify, I genuinely am thrilled that this is coming to a close because I cannot wait to see what is going to happen on this finale. This is an incredible top four. We have Kylie Sonique Love from season 2, Ginger Minj from season 7, and she was also the Space Baked Potato from All Stars 2, Raja O'Hara from season 11, and Eureka from both seasons 9 and season 10, which they returned to with an entirely new knee. So this is a very diverse final four from all reaches of this season. We have somebody from very early on, somebody from the middle of the run, and then two queens from later on in the run. So it really represents the full breadth of Drag Race excellence.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I wasn't looking at it that way, but they've been, I think, these four quite strong throughout the season. Of course, there was a whole thing about how Eureka had not won any challenges, and that ultimately led to Eureka having to sashay away, but Eureka fought her way back, you know, for the in the game within the game. So let's talk about that episode and how that really shook things up.
Well, I think it was a big shock. After Silky came in like a true wrecking ball during that redemption challenge for all the eliminated girls. I mean, Eureka beat her after Silky had 6 lip sync victories in a row, I think. And then Eureka returned to the competition only for an even bigger gag. Trinity K. Bonet, who many believed to be a front runner this entire time, she left after the monologue challenge last week. So it was all kinds of messed up in these, you know, past few stretches of Drag Race. Trinity had done so well. She just really excelled at nearly every challenge except the Snatch Game, which we're just not going to talk about. But her Beyonce during the Super Bowl challenge was great. She was so good on the Pink Table Talk challenge with Eureka and Akiria. And I mean, we just need to get all of them to replace the women on The View immediately.
Yeah.
But I think it just amplified the vulnerability of the top four. It got them all super emotional, especially Eureka, who developed a little playful romance with Trinity. So there's definitely a big hole of talent missing in the top four. Yeah. But they all earned their spots in this final, so everyone seems relatively pleased with this final four. But that definitely shook everybody. Last week, it was a twist unlike anything we've really ever seen before.
Absolutely. Okay, so as we go into this finale, who do you think, or does anyone have an advantage? And who do you think is the front runner for the crown?
Ginger has 2 wins. Raja has 2 wins. Kylie has 1 win. But in 2021, I feel like a reality show has to crown a winner who represents something important as much as they win based on, you know, talent. And all of these queens represent something big in the community. Ginger represents for plus size girls. Yeah. Raja is a shining example of Black excellence. Yeah. And Kylie would be the first trans winner in the American franchise's history after Anjali Anang became the first trans winner in the global franchise history on Thailand season 2. But I think Raja and Kylie's overall arcs are more immediately interesting than Ginger's. I mean, I love Ginger so much. She is great. She is so talented. She's had an amazing career. But Raja and Kylie have both really turned around negative track records after being eliminated early on in their respective seasons. Yeah. And they're just excelling exponentially on All Stars. Their stories really are true all-star redemptions, so it's difficult to pick just one, but I think Raja might have the slight advantage, but in 10 minutes I'll probably change that to Kylie and then back to Raja, so it's really too soon to tell. I will not feel conviction in my choice until I am watching the winner sashay away from the competition.
That's true. So true. All right. Well, the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 6 is available to stream now on Paramount Plus. Check it out. And as always, Joey, thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
And last lastly today, the answer to our trivia question, who has not appeared as a guest star on What We Do in the Shadows? Wesley Snipes, Jeremy O. Harris, or Jeff Goldblum? Don't go batty if you didn't get this. The answer is Jeff Goldblum. Snipes and Harris both appeared in the first season as Wesley, a half-vampire member of the council, and Colby, a familiar to two 400-year-old vampires, respectively. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.